今天要读的经文是在新约圣经《使徒行传》二章四十二到四十七节，《使徒行传》二章四十二到四十七节。都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接、掰饼、祈祷，众人都惧怕。使徒又行了许多奇事神迹，信的人都在一处，凡物公用，并且卖了田产家业，照个人所需用的分给个人。他们天天同心合意，恒切地在殿里，且在家中掰饼，存着欢喜诚实的心用饭，赞美神，得众民的喜爱。主将得救的人天天加给他们。
Good morning.
大家早安。
I hope you'll bear with me. I've been unwell. My throat is not very clear today.
希望大家能听清楚，因为我今天不太舒服，嗓子不太好。
This morning I was going to preach from 1 Samuel 14.
今天我跟大家来分享《撒母耳记上》。
And as I begin to speak about the role of the church,
我一开始要讲一下教会的这个目的。
However, this morning I felt the Lord leading me to preach this in a different way.
但是今天早晨呢，我发现神要带领我用一个不同的方式来讲。
Because when the Lord spoke to me about what the church is for,
当神跟我讲说教会到底是什么，
He was very clear that the role of the church is to follow Jesus Christ.
他很清楚地跟我讲说，教会的这个目的就是让我们来跟随主耶稣。
And that is why we gather together as a people to follow Jesus Christ.
这就是为什么我们要聚在这里，一起来跟随我们的主。
And this is what is unique about His church.
这就是他独一的教会。
Because when we talk about the church, we don't just mean the building we are in now, but we mean the very people that are part of the church.
我们讲到教会的时候，不是说我们坐在这个建筑物，而是说我们这一群人。
For the Jews, their meeting place is the temple.
犹太人呢，他们是聚在圣殿里。
And the Mormons meet in the tabernacle.
摩门教的人呢，他们聚在所谓的至圣所。
And for many others, the Hindus and the Buddhists, they meet in the temple.
很多其他的教派，什么佛教或者是印度教，他们有他们自己的所谓的庙宇殿堂。
And it's when they come to the temple that they find the presence of the Lord.
当他们来到这个建筑物，这个所谓的庙宇的时候，他们才遇见他们的神。
But we don't need to come here to find the presence of the Lord.
我们不是非要到这个教会，这个建筑物里来，我们才遇见我们的神。
Because when we give our lives to Jesus, the presence of the Lord is here.
当我们把我们的身心献给神的时候，我们的神就住在我们的心里了。
In Ezekiel 37, it says, I will be their God and they will be my people.
在以西结书三十七章讲到说你是我的名，我要住在你们当中。
And so for us, God has come to us. We do not need to come to God. He is with us.
对我们来说，我们的神跟我们住在一起，我们不需要去找他。
Now the word that we use for church comes from the Greek term ecclesia.
我们所用的教会这个词是从希腊语来。
And ecclesia does not mean a building, it does not mean a place.
Ecclesia 这个词呢，在希腊语当中不是说一个建筑物，不是说一个地方。
Ecclesia means a calling out, an assembly of people.
Ecclesia 这个词的意思在希腊文中是说一群被呼召出来的人。
The church is the people who Jesus has called out.
教会是神主耶稣所呼召出来的一群人。
And the church is those people coming together.
教会就是我们这一群人聚在一起，就是教会了。
And the church is those people following Jesus.
教会就是这样一群跟随主耶稣的人。
Wherever people follow Jesus, that is where the church is.
无论在哪里，这一群人跟随主耶稣的跟随者聚在一起的时候，就是教会了。
In Matthew 4:19, Jesus speaks to the fishermen, and in Matthew 9, he speaks to the tax collector.
在马太福音当中有很多主耶稣跟这个渔夫讲道，主耶稣跟税吏讲道。
And he says, "Follow me."
他呼召他们说，来跟随我。
In Matthew 10 and Luke 9:23, he says, "Take up your cross and follow me."
在马可福音、路加福音也讲到，主耶稣讲到说，背起你的十字架来跟随我。
In Mark 10 and Luke 18, he says, "Sell all of your possessions and come, follow me."
在福音书里也主耶稣也讲到说，变卖你的所有来跟随我。
In John 27, he says, "My sheep know my voice, and they will follow me."
在约翰福音当中，主耶稣又讲到说，我的羊认得我的声音，他们必跟随我。
And if you would turn with me to Luke chapter 9,
我们一起来看路加福音第九章
verse 60-62。
第九章六十节
Verse 59 to 62. He said to another man, "Follow me." But he replied, "Lord, first let me go and bury my father." Jesus said to him, "Let the dead bury their own dead, but you go and proclaim the kingdom of God." Still another said, "I will follow you, Lord, but first let me go back and say goodbye to my family." Jesus replied, "No one who puts a hand to the plow and looks back is fit for service in the kingdom of God."
59节说，又对一个人说，跟从我来。那人说，主，容我先回去埋葬我的父亲。耶稣说，任凭死人埋葬他们的死人，你只管去传扬神国的道。又有一人说，主，我要跟随你，但容我先去辞别我家里的人。耶稣说，手扶着犁向后看的，不配进神的国。
What we see consistently is that Jesus says to people, "Follow me."
在这里不同的经文当中，我们都看到主耶稣一次又一次跟人说，来跟从我。
And following Jesus may either be the simplest thing we ever do or the hardest thing we ever do.
跟随耶稣呢，可能是最容易，或者可能是最难的事情，对我们来说。
Because saying yes to following Jesus is a very easy thing.
当我们跟主说好，我来跟随你，好像是很简单的事情。
But following Jesus demands everything we have to give our whole life.
但其实来跟从耶稣是把我们整个的生命、我们的生活全部的摆上。
He asks people to give up their job. He says to leave your family behind.
他跟人说，你要放弃你的工作，你把你的家也要撇下。
And to give Jesus everything can be a very difficult decision.
而且呢，把所有的都交给主耶稣，可以对人来说会是一个非常艰难的一个决定。
Unless we want to put Jesus first.
除非只有一条，就是我们把我们的主耶稣放在第一位。
And so when we put Jesus first, if he is the only thing we're focused on, it's an easy decision.
但是如果我们把他放在我们生命当中的第一位，他是我们的独一的时候，这个决定就不是那么难。
Now, when I speak about the word church, ecclesia, it only appears twice in all of the teaching of Jesus.
在我刚才所讲教会这个词，也就是那个希腊文 ecclesia 这个词，在主耶稣所讲到当中只用过两次。
But what appears all the time is follow me.
但是，一次又一次出现在圣经当中，出现在主耶稣的教导当中的是来跟从我。
And so let us look. Turn with me to Matthew 16.
我们一起翻到马太福音十六章
verse 15.
十六节
15.
十六章十五节，对不起。
And see, when Jesus speaks about the church, here is what he has to say. "But what about you?" he asked. "Who do you say I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." Jesus replied, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by flesh and blood, but by my Father in heaven. And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of death will not overcome it."
耶稣说，你们说我是谁？西门彼得回答说，你是基督，是永生神的儿子。耶稣对他说，西门巴约拿，你是有福的，因为这不是属血肉的指示你的，乃是我在天上的父指示的。我还告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过他。我要把天国的钥匙给你，凡你在地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑，凡你在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。
I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Then he ordered his disciples not to tell anyone that he was the Messiah.
当下耶稣嘱咐门徒不可对人说他是基督。
So here is what we know. The church of Jesus Christ was built on Peter. Now Peter was the first disciple, the very first person that he called and said, follow me.
这就是主耶稣说、神把这个教会建立在这个磐石上。彼得呢也是、教会、神所呼召的第一个门徒，他也是我们这个教会所建立的磐石之一，第一个跟随者。
And so we see that the church grew. It was, as people were called out, as people said, yes, Jesus, I will follow you, it grew. From Peter and James and John, the first disciples, that many more became part of this church.
当人们来认识神，跟主说，来，我来跟随你。所以他们就跟随彼得，跟随约翰，跟随所有这些第一批的使徒，他们就建成了一个教会，越来越多的人。
And the church spread across Judea.
信主的人越来越多，犹太全地也遍布了犹太全地。
The church spread into Greece.
整个的教会也扩展到了希腊。
And to the very ends of the earth, to China and to Australia.
到了地极，到了中国，甚至澳大利亚。
For 2,000 years, people have been responding to Jesus' command to follow him.
2,000 年以来，人们回应主耶稣的呼召。来跟随他。
They have been called out and they have joined the assembly, the calling out the people who are the church of Jesus Christ.
人们就来纷纷的回应主耶稣的呼召，我们一起来组成教会，一起来跟随主。
So Jesus doesn't tell us so much about what the church is to look like.
主耶稣并没有告诉我们说教会看起来是怎样的。
Other than to say, follow me.
主耶稣只是说，来跟随我。
And so as the church, we have to follow what Jesus did and said and told us to do.
所以作为教会来说，我们就要去做主耶稣却所让我们去，所教导我们，所指示我们要去做的事情。
In the Great Commission in Matthew chapter 28,
在大使命当中，马太福音的大使命，
Jesus says,Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them.
马太福音28章16节。
And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Jesus came to them and said, All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father,And of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the very end of the age.
十一个门徒往加利利去，到了耶稣约定的山上，他们见了耶稣就拜他。然而还有人疑惑，耶稣近前来对他们说：“天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守。我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。”
And so Jesus' command to the church is this: make disciples, baptize them, teach them.
所以神给教会的主耶稣给教会的命令就是让他们让人们来做门徒让他们来信主给他们施洗来教导他们
Teach them to observe all I have commanded you
让他们去遵守凡主所吩咐的
Now if I was to do that today
我们现在就来这样做
We will be here for a very long time There's four chapters of the Bible that tell us what Jesus commanded us
那我们就会要花很长的时间，因为我们有四部的福音书，主耶稣在里面对我们有非常好的教导。
So we're not going to go through all of that today.
我们今天不可能讲四卷书。
Please turn with me to Acts chapter 2, verse 42.
让我们一起来翻到《使徒行传》二章。
Now Acts 2 begins with Peter, the rock on which the church is built, addressing the crowd.
使徒行传二章是从彼得开始。这个彼得就是刚才主耶稣称他为磐石的那一位。
And he preaches, he shares the gospel of Jesus.
彼得在那里跟大来传道。
He tells them about the good news that has come for people.
彼得跟大家讲这大好的信息。
And on that day, 3,000 people joined the church.
就在那一天，三千人来归主。
And so we pick up at verse 42.
我们来看四十二节。
We read this because this is the second use of the word church in the Bible.
我们读这一节，因为这是圣经里面第二次用到教会这个词。
And this is a description of what the very first church, the very first gathering of people did.
这里所讲的就是一开始初期的教会他们所做的事情。
They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching.And to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and they ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily...Those who were being saved.
都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接，掰饼祈祷，众人都惧怕。使徒又行了许多奇事神迹，信的人都在一处，凡物公用，并且卖了田产家业，照个人所需用的分给个人。他们天天同心合意，恒切地在殿里且在家中掰饼，存着欢喜诚实的心用饭，赞美神，得众民的喜爱。主将得救的人天天加给他们。
What we see in these verses is a church that did exactly as Jesus did and commanded. They took up their cross, they followed him, they sold their possessions, and they obeyed what he taught.
我们在这里所看到的正是那一群初信的教会的信徒们，他们遵守主耶稣所教训的，他们变卖所有的，他们凡物公用，他们一起来传讲神的话。
They met together for teaching and for prayer, for worship and in one another's homes.
他们聚在一起掰饼团契，一起来赞美主，甚至在个人的家里吃饭。
They lived a life that was different to the people who didn't know Jesus.
他们所过的生活是和那些不认识主的人，当时那些不认识主的人是完全不同的。
And so chapter 2 verse 47 is the culmination of what the church is meant to be.
47节就很清楚地讲到教会是怎样的。
They were praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved.
赞美神，得众民的喜爱，主将得救的人天天加给他们。
And so this tells us three things that we can see that the church should be doing.
从这里我们就看到教会所应做的三件事情。
In following Jesus, if we want to know three roles that the church can take, these are the ones that I have for you.
如果我们想跟随主，想认识教会，从这里我们就可以看到三点。
Number one, the church exists to glorify God in worship and in service.
教会就是我们要用我们的服事，用我们的敬拜来荣耀神。
Because we see that they were praising God.
因为我们看到他们在赞美神。
We have seen that they were meeting together and giving to anyone who had need.
我们看到他们聚在一起，照个人所需用的分给个人。
We see that...They were obedient to the things that God wanted them to do.
他们遵守神所让他们做的事情，神的教导。
And because of what they did, God was glorified all the more among the people.
因为他们所做的，神在他们当中得了荣耀。
Number two, the church exists to grow the church in numbers, and that means new believers.
教会的存在呢，也使这个教会能够继续的增长。这个意思也就是说呢，吸引那些还不信主的人来认识主。
Because when the church does what it is meant to do, the Lord will add to their number daily people who are being saved.
因为如果一个教会照着主所命令教会所去做的事情去做的话，就每天神会加给我们得救的人数。
God just doesn't just demand our worship.
神不只要我们来敬拜他。
He demands the worship of all people.
他希望全地都来敬拜他。
And so at the moment, it's not just the Christians he wants. He wants the atheists, and he wants the Buddhists, and he wants the Jews, and he wants the Mormons, and he wants everybody to come to worship him.
他不只要我们这些基督徒来敬拜他，他也要那些佛教徒，也要那些信印度教的，在摩门教里面的人，全地的人都来敬拜他。
Does this seem selfish or jealous or proud? Yes.
这看起来好像很忌邪，确实是这样。
But he is God.
但是他是神。
If he demands that the people love him and worship him, then why would we not obey?
因为他是神，如果他要求我们这样去做，我们为什么不这样去做呢？
He has created us for the purpose of reflecting his glory.
我们被造的目的就是为了来反照他的荣光。
In Genesis, it tells us that man was built in the image of God.
在创世纪里面就讲到，我们是照着神的形象造的。
Psalm 139 tells us that we are His handiwork, that He has made each of us special.
在诗篇里面也讲到说，我们都是神个别美好的创造。
So does He deserve our love and worship and praise?
难道他不是值得我们去敬拜、去爱、去遵行他所讲的一切吗？
Absolutely.
绝对是。
And if he asks for it, I want to give it.
如果他这样要求我，我愿意这样做。
If he asks for it, do you want to give it?
如果神这样要求，你愿意这样做吗？
Yeah. So why just us? Not just us, everyone. We should all give it. The whole earth should be glorifying God.
不只是我们，是全地上每一个人，是每全地全民一起来敬拜荣耀主。
Jesus tells us there is a reward for following him.
神告诉主耶稣告诉我们，我们跟随他，我们就有奖赏。
And that reward is an eternity in heaven.
这个奖赏就是我们可以和他永远在天堂里。
And so should we care about the lost, all those people who are not calling on Jesus' name?
所以我们是不是应该去为那些还没有来到我们中间还没有信主的人呢？
Yes, because God does not just demand their worship, but he has an abundant love to offer to them.
是的，所以神为他们定的心意不只是他们都来敬拜主，而且神是给他们有他无限的爱。
And he has grace and forgiveness to offer them for the things they have done against him.
神他全备的爱，他的赦免早已经为他们准备好，只需要人来回转。
And so as a church, we should be excited about the role we have been called to in reaching the lost for him, to add to that number.
所以作为教会，我们被神所挽救，我们就应该兴奋的去做这个工作，来使更多的人来归到主耶稣的名下。
Jesus said, follow me, and Jesus said, go and make disciples of all nations.
主耶稣说，你们要去使万民做我的门徒。
So the second role of the church is to grow the number of people being saved.
所以教会的第二个功用就是让更多的人来归向主。
And the third role of the church is that it exists to grow the church in strength.
第三个教会的功用呢，就是我们这些信徒在教会里被建造。
That each of us needs to increase our faith through knowing Jesus more in discipleship.
所以我们在我们做主门徒的过程当中，我们得建造，得信心的增长。
In Acts 2:47, it says they enjoyed the favor of all the people.
Pardon?
In Acts 2:47, they enjoyed the favor of all people.
Yeah.使徒行传这个二章47节也就讲说，他们得众民的喜爱。
Now, did they enjoy the favor of the people because they were very outgoing people, very funny, very entertaining?
难道他们得众民的喜爱是认为他们很外向、很幽默、很得人喜爱吗？
They enjoyed the favor of the people because they were humble and loving and served them.
他们得众人的喜爱是因为这群基督徒他们都谦卑地服侍人，他们有爱。
And they were humble and loving and serving because they were following Jesus.
他们是这样的谦卑，这样的去服侍人，这样的有爱心，是因为他们是主耶稣的跟随者。
These people were devoted to teaching, to fellowship, to sharing meals, and to praying.
他们都恒心地遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接、掰饼、祈祷。
And in the Great Commission, when Jesus said, "Teach them to obey what I have commanded you," that's what they were doing. They were obeying what Jesus commanded them.
在大使命中，主耶稣所讲到的呼召他们，使万民做我的门徒，为他们受洗，教导他们遵守他的命令。这里，使徒行传所讲的就是这些初期的信徒，他们就在做这样的事情。
And so, following Jesus as the church is either very simple.Or very hard.
作为整个的教会，让我们来做主耶稣的跟随者，是很容易还是很难？
It is up to us how difficult we make following Jesus.
其实是跟我们每一个人息息相关，在我们的生命当中，是跟随主耶稣是难还是容易？
Do we look at all of the things that may get in the way of us following Jesus? Because that makes it hard.
我们如果总是看那些拦阻我们跟随主耶稣的事情，就会让这个跟随主变得很难。
Or do we say, Jesus, I will follow you?
或者我们说，主耶稣，我要跟随你。
When we say, Jesus, I will follow you, we are called out to be different than the world we live in.
当我们跟主耶稣说，主，我要跟随你的时候，我们就从这个世界分别出来。
We are called to come together and assemble as the church.
我们被呼召出来，聚在一起，成为教会。
And as the church, we exist for these three things.
作为一个教会，我们为这三个使命而存在。
To glorify God in worship and service.
我们以敬拜、赞美来荣耀我们的主。
To grow the church by reaching out to the lost and save them.
我们去向人传福音，使我们教会的人数天天增长。
And to grow ourselves through good teaching, increasing faith and discipleship.
我们在教会里得教导，在教会的生活当中做门徒，来跟随主。经过这一切的，这在教会当中，我们的生命得建造。
Now it might make sense to reverse the order and go 3, 2, 1.
我们可以把这个顺序颠倒过来，从第三说到第一。
Because when we grow in our faith, we glorify God more.
因为我们的信心得建造的时候，我们就更加荣耀主。
And when we grow in faith,
当我们的信心更加增长的时候，
we're going to reach more lost people.
我们就可以更加的传福音。
And so then, when we reach more lost people, we glorify God more.
当我们呼召更多的人来归主的时候，我们就更加荣耀我们的主。
And so the number one, as we build up, the number one reason of the church is to glorify God.
所以呢，当我们在这里再回过头来看的时候，第一重要的就是教会是为了荣耀主。
And we do it because He is worthy of our praise.
我们这样做是因为他是配得。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, you created us.From nothing. You created the world. You created us from the world, Lord. And then you made a plan to call us home. As we stumbled and turned away from you as an arrogant and rebellious people, you had a plan in place to redeem us. That you sent your son Jesus to call us to change our lives. To not stay the same as we were, but you said...Come and follow me. And so, Father, today we want to say, Jesus, I will follow you. We want to be called out, Lord, and we want to live up to the standard that you have called us to. We thank you, Lord, that you did not call us alone, but you called us together. That you called us to be added to that number of people called the church. You called us to be added to that rock on which Peter began and the church has been going for more than 2,000 years. And you called us to work together. Help us, Lord, to be a good church. Help us to grow in our faith, to increase our knowledge and to obey your teaching. Help us, Lord, to reach out to that lost generation around us, the people who don't know what it is to be saved. Help us, Lord, to see them saved and calling on your name in glory. And Lord, help us do everything so that you may be glorified, because you are worthy of our praise. In the name of Jesus, amen.